Welcome back to Yeah, That's a Pepper Thing. First up, we've got Harrison wrapping his Dr. Pepper in a tiny quilt so it feels at home. Oh, how tender. That's a Pepper Thing! And over to Becca, who's whispering affirmations to her can.
You're sweet. You're unique. You're the best thing I ever poured over ice.
She swears it makes it taste better. It's not a science thing, but it's a Pepper Thing! Why do they all do it? All for that sweet, delicious, truly one-of-a-kind taste of Dr. Pepper. It's a Pepper Thing!
Velkommen til Aftenklubben på Nova Podcast.
Husk, at du kan høre dagens aktuelle udsendelse søndag til fredag kl. 21 på Nova.
Nu skal det handle om musik her i Aftenklubben, for ca. 160.000 personer nåede altså at få billet til en af de i alt fire kæmpe koncerter med Ed Sheeran, som i de her dage finder sted i Øresundsparken på Amager. Der er simpelthen fuldstændig udsolgt. Og den britiske hitmager er altså ikke den eneste, der kommer til at træde ud på den her store scene foran tusindvis af mennesker. Det gør det unge stjerneskud Macy Peters nemlig også. Macy Peters, hun varmer op til Ed Sheeran på koncerterne her i Danmark, og nu er hun faktisk også på besøg her hos mig i Aftenklubben, og det er oven i købet med en helt ny single, der lige er blevet udgivet i dag. So now I'm gonna switch over to English. Good evening, Macy.
Good evening.
Welcome. First of all, welcome to Nova.
Thank you.
And I need to ask you, I just told you a couple of seconds ago that you were going to be part of a show called, I guess you can translate it to the nightclub on Nova?
Yes.
It's not like a strip club or anything. It sounds a little bit like that. Yeah. What did you think when I said, yeah, it's going to be the nightclub on Nova?
You know, my imagination ran wild, but I thought, how dangerous can it get?
Yeah, it's not going to be dangerous, no. I promise you. So, welcome to Denmark. How do you like it here so far?
I love it here. I love the Danes, and I love... The weather's been beautiful. We went to the beach. The stadium's in this, like, amazing location right by the water. It's so nice.
Yeah, okay, so you actually had the time to go to the beach.
Yes.
Yesterday, before the first show, or...?
Before and after, yeah.
Oh, after the show as well?
Yeah, we went swimming.
Amazing. Okay, so do you have any special plans while you are in Denmark anyway? Because you're going to have four shows. The first one was yesterday, and you're going to go on stage tonight as well.
Yes.
You have any plans for visiting Copenhagen, seeing some of our attractions or anything?
I would, yeah, love to. I think tomorrow I'm going to go into the city more and hopefully go and see some things, go to some bakeries, get some pastries.
Yeah.
But yeah, tomorrow, hopefully.
Oh, perfect. As I just said in Danish, you are the supporting performer of Ed Sheeran on this tour in Europe and, of course, also here in Denmark. How does it feel like performing on such huge stages? I think per night it's about 40,000 people.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty crazy, but we've been on this tour now for a few months, so I'm in a weird way I'm sort of used to it. But it's amazing and getting to... connect with so many people in so many different places and, you know, reach new people, people that haven't heard my music before until that moment is really cool. And I love looking out and seeing who's listening and watching.
Yeah, and we can just talk a little bit about that because I think some of our listeners might not know you that well yet. Mm. But I can say that you just had a successful run with your debut album. You're signed up for this, it's called. Mm-hmm. And now you're supporting Ed Sheeran on his tour. And do you feel like... this is your time to shine? This is your time to break through the barriers as an artist?
I do, yeah. I think I've been working and making music and being an artist for 6 years. And I really feel like everything has really been leading up to this year and the next year or so of my career. I think that everything I've done, you know, it's all about the journey. And I think I've really lived a lot and worked really hard and met a lot of people and done a lot of things, and it's all sort of led me to where I am now. So yeah, I do feel like this is the moment.
Is it like you had to sometimes pinch your arm or something to think, okay, I'm actually doing this, I'm playing in Copenhagen in front of 40,000 people?
Yeah, definitely. I think when every time you see the stage, when you get somewhere new and you see it's all set up, you sort of have a moment where you're like, I can't believe
I have to go
I'm
to
playing
the beach.
That yeah. I need to go to the beach now. But yeah, I mean, it's been such a crazy experience, and one that I think that I'll look back on for the rest of my life.
Yeah, I guess you will. But I guess this is just the beginning. You're just getting a big... because Ed Sheeran took you in and saying, hey, you're going to go with me, you're going to be the supporting act for me on my show in Europe. That says a lot, I think, and that says a lot about your future.
Thank you. Yeah, I would like to think so. I mean, he's amazing and he's truly like a performer and a songwriter of our generation. So it means a lot to be supported and taken in by somebody like that. And I'm signed to his record label and my album came out on that record label. We worked a lot together on it. So it's been amazing to really learn from him.
So some of your singles, you have worked with Ed Sheeran on?
Yes.
Okay, amazing. I guess some of our listeners don't really know you that well yet, so I just made a short medley of some of your songs so that everyone can get to know you a little bit better. It sounds like this. So this is just a couple of your songs, just to get some titles on it. It's a John Hughes movie, it's Psycho and Kate's Brothers. And actually, now, today, you are out with a new release, a new single. It's called Blonde.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You're going to celebrate in Copenhagen.
I am.
What is your plans? What do you do when you release a new single?
The normal things you do, I guess. Just sort of, I like to listen to it a lot and talk to my fans about it and see what bits they like the most. And I guess we might play it at the show on Friday, maybe.
Okay.
On Saturday.
Actually, I'm going on Saturday and
well,
I really
you might
hope
hear
you're
going to.
Yeah, I hope you're going to play
it. Who knows? But yeah.
But it's not going to be something like destroying a hotel room and drinking champagne or anything?
No, I'm pretty well behaved, so I don't think any hotel rooms will be destroyed.
Okay. What do you think about these huge stages? Do you like the big stages like you're playing on now, or do you like the more intimate and small cozy stages?
I mean, both are great for different reasons. I love the big stages because I love being able to move around and run about and jump up and down and sort of use it to my advantage. But I love the small stages as well because they are really intimate and you can feel really close and connected to people you're singing to. And yeah, so both have their upsides.
But at this point where you release a new single and you want your fans to hear, of course, like you just said, do you want to play it on this big stage or do you want your closest fans to just sit around in a circle and listen to it? What is the best for you?
I think you probably want the big stage for the big songs. I have more acoustic, sort of softer, smaller songs. I'm releasing one called Good Enough in a few weeks after Blonde, which is the sort of sister song to Blonde. And I think for that song, it'd be really nice to have a more intimate crowd. But definitely for this song, I want the big stage.
Okay. And we're going to hear the song in just a couple of minutes. Before that, I just want to hear a little bit more about your background. Because when did you really fall in love with music?
I think I always loved music, but I started songwriting and really caring deeply and loving deeply music maybe when I was like 12 or 13. I picked up a guitar and a little keyboard and I would just write songs all the time, every day, in my bedroom.
And I heard that it's also had something to do with YouTube?
I had a YouTube channel for when I was 15, 16, 17 maybe. And I used to put my original music on there and I had like a little community of people that would listen. And to me, that was the coolest thing in the world. I couldn't believe that like 10,000 people wanted to listen to my music. So yeah, I started that on there.
But when did you know that music and singing was going to be a part of your life? It's the thing you are going to do for the rest of your life. When did that occur to you?
I think I met my manager when I was 16 and we started working together and then I signed to a record label when I was 17. So maybe then, but I think I sort of, you don't believe it until it's really happening.
So now you are 22.
Yes.
I hope that's correct. And you're already touring the world.
Indeed.
With Ed Sheeran playing huge stages. Do you even have a goal or is everything just happening so fast?
Yeah, I definitely have my own personal goals and things I want to achieve, places I want to go and shows I want to play.
What is your goal?
I mean, I can't tell you that because then I need them to come true.
Okay. Because I know in Denmark, I don't know if you know the festival called Roskilde Festival.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah, that's a huge festival in Denmark. And I know for a lot of Danish artists, the biggest thing for them is playing the main stage at the Roskilde Festival.
Mm.
Do you have something like that, Glastonbury or something?
Yeah, I mean, Glastonbury is a big one. I think that's one of mine for sure, is to play at Glastonbury. Play a main stage, headline stage, all of those things I would love to do.
Actually, I have to ask you about this headlining and supporting, because as the supporting act for Ed Sheeran, I'm wondering about how does it feel like performing in front of an audience when you know that a lot of the people came to see someone else?
luckily it's fans and the people that come to those shows are all really wonderful and sweet. And I often find there's quite a lot of people as well that I can see that do know my songs and will be singing along. So I actually find it's really wonderful. It's just kind of like playing a festival in a way. So I've had a really good experience, but I think that's a lot to do with the sort of the very wonderful, sweet nature of Ed's fans and the fact that we have a lot of crossover, I think. So a lot of people that like his music will like my music, hopefully.
But how does it work? I guess you like to interact with your audience, but mm-hmm. if they just came in and then maybe they're going for a beer or something to eat or something, waiting for Ed Sheeran to go on stage, can you feel that or are you just playing?
No, I think you just sort of zone into what you're doing. Yeah. And the people that are paying attention and that are enjoying it, which is often a lot of them.
It almost seems like you and Ed Sheeran have a sort of a partnership or something, a friendship, besides, of course, being the supporting act. How did you even get to know each other?
We just have a lot of mutual friends and mutual collaborators that we work with. And we wrote together, wrote songs together, and then just sort of became friends from there, really. And yeah, we're super close. We speak to each other all the time, text each other all the time. Yeah, we have a really great relationship. I'm really lucky.
And you're going to be with him for the rest of the tour? Is it only in Denmark, or how long will you be there?
For the rest of the tour, we're just not doing some of the German shows right at the end. But yeah, we've been on the tour since April, and we're here until September.
Okay. But you're 22. Normally in this part of life, it's about figuring out what you want to do with your life. And of course, you know what you want to do with your life. If it wasn't for music and singing, what do you think you would do in your life?
I think I would be a teacher. I always enjoyed school, and I was very studious, and I liked history and English, and I also like the sound of my own voice, hence why I'm a singer. So I probably would be a teacher.
Yeah, actually, I thought you would say something about that because I read somewhere that you have your own book club.
Yes. Yeah, it's on Instagram, and we read a book every month. And then I interview the author at the end of the month and ask them about their process and how they wrote the book and questions about the book itself. And yeah, I've been doing that for like 2 years.
So is this just with all your followers who wants to be
participating? Yeah, anyone who wants to participate.
Okay, nice. What is your favorite book?
My favorite book is probably a book called The Secret History by Donna Tartt.
Okay.
Yes, it's my favorite book.
Okay, so let's recommend that for all of the listeners. They have to try that out. So you're here, of course, to talk about the music, and you just released a new single, Blonde, today. I think we should hear it now. What is the song about?
The song is about sort of manifesting your own power and authority. And I think it's about having fun and being confident in who you are. Yeah, being the best version of yourself.
Perfect. Maisie Peters, congratulations on your new single and good luck for the rest of the concert.
Thank you so much. Thank
Denmark.
You for having me.
I wish you all the best. And just for the last bit, someday you're going to headline the show like Ed Sheeran doing now. When you do that, will you come back?
Absolutely, I'll come back.
Perfect.
I would love to.
Thank you.
Misser du noget i denne eller en tidligere udsendelse? Hop ind på radioplay.dk, så kan du høre alle udsendelser som podcast.
Det her er Aftenklubben på Nova.
Der er nok en chance for, at du ikke lige er ekspert i sundhedsforsikringer. Og helt ærligt, det behøver du heller ikke at være. Det er Forbrugerrådet Tænk nemlig. Og de har kåret gensidig sundhedsforsikring som bedst i test. Det er tre små ord, som siger det hele. Ligesom når vi siger, tilliden er gensidig.
Welcome back to Yeah, That's a Pepper Thing. First up, we've got Harrison wrapping his Dr. Pepper in a tiny quilt so it feels at home. Oh, how tender. That's a Pepper Thing! And over to Becca, who's whispering affirmations to her can.
You're sweet. You're unique. You're the best thing I ever poured over ice.
She swears it makes it taste better. It's not a science thing, but it's a Pepper Thing! Why do they all do it? All for that sweet, delicious, truly one-of-a-kind taste of Dr. Pepper. It's a Pepper Thing!